dictation for Janet, J-A-N-E-T, Hanus, H-A-N-U-S, December 29, 43. Address as a letter to Sacred Heart Healthcare, 463-1534. Dear colleagues at Sacred Heart Health Center, consultation for Mrs. Hanus with progressive renal failure, proteinuria, weakness, comes accompanied with a friend. She has history, small bowel obstruction, requiring bowel resection. 2012, apparently Henry Ford, Macomb, M-A-C-O-M-B, with chronic diarrhea since. Not feeling well for at least a year or longer, uses a cane, weakness. Used to follow with Paula, P-A-U-L-A, Ellsworth, E-L-S-W-O-R-T-H, nurse practitioner in Ithaca. She has long history of hypertension, low sodium detected within the last few years. There has been also problems of low magnesium. Has chronic frequency nocturia, poor oral intake, no blood melanin. She also has noticed some changes on her face, like flushing, any type of food or drink, including around the eyes, no problems with speaking, no problems with wheezing or shortness of breath, no chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. No gross edema, denies claudication symptoms, numbness, tingling, burning. She has a sleep apnea, waiting for the machine to be delivered. Presently, no, not using it. Does not require any oxygen. She denies orthopnea PND. She denies a skin rash, no bleeding nose, gums, or headaches. Next paragraph, there is a history of diabetes, 20 years or longer, but no documented retinopathy, neuropathy, or ulcers. Also, long-standing hypertension with some exacerbation with the last few years and negative workup for secondary causes. Has problems of glaucoma. She denies the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, peripheral vascular disease, or heart abnormalities, not TIS or stroke. Apparently seeing gastroenterologist for question liver cirrhosis, no history of viral hepatitis, no liver biopsy has been done. Remote history of anemia requiring blood transfusion, way back at the time of bowel resection 2012, not recently, denies kidney stones. There has been recent abnormal CT scan for the lungs, for interstitial lung disease, no pneumonia. an episode of hypertensive urgency in November 2024. Next paragraph, surgeries. Include right-sided cataract surgery, the bowel resection, no malignancy, gallbladder appendix, umbilical hernia. Colonoscopies. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, or drugs. Next paragraph, pressing medications. Tylenol, vitamins, Buspar, Benadryl, but she's using it because of the food triggering facial edema flushing, Oncoric, Clonidine patches, insulin Tresiba, Tresiba, Avapro, magnesium replacement, a number of eye drops, Hytrin, Hytrin. She gets for osteopenia, osteoporosis, infusion with Reclast, RECLAST. Last dose was April 2025. She takes also multivitamins with iron. Next paragraph, no reported family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, she is allergic to amoxicillin, Byetta, B-Y-E-T-T-A for diabetes, Crestor, Hydralazine, Lasix, Levaquin, Sulfa, Reglan, and for gas, pancreatic enzymes. Next paragraph, on physical exam, blood pressure was high, 160 over 54, right-sided. Standing remained 160 over 54. Wears a glucose monitor, blood pressure not down on the left-sided. Weight is 117 with a 60 inches tall. She was alert, anxious, no respiratory distress. I don't see eye movement abnormalities. There is normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia, no respiratory distress, no gross neck masses or thyroid or lymph nodes. Distant breath sounds, no local aural wheezes, no pleural effusion, no pericardial rap, no gross arrhythmia, no gross ascites or tenderness. No gross peripheral edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Creatinine has changed. Used to run 0.8 to 1 until February 2025. By April this year was 1.42, May 1.59, all these testings through Spero. Lab changed to Quest, and from August creatinine remains elevated at 1.4. GFR in that opportunity will be 38, stage 3B, minor low sodium, minor high potassium, normal acid base, normal albumin calcium, normal liver function test, normal magnesium. Protein has progressed from 30 to between 100 to 300 over the last month. A1C has been around 6.7 to 7. There was a recent CT scan of the chest without contrast, suspicious for interstitial lung disease. With some usual interstitial pattern, reticular density, traction bronchiectasis, early honeycombing, next paragraph in July. Liver considered normal, normal spleen, normal pancreas, right kidney small, 8.5, left kidney close to normal, 9.6, no obstruction, no stones. There is increased echogenicity, suggestive of chronic renal disease. The right-sided renal pelvis was generous inside. Back in February, there was a CT scan angiogram, chest, abdomen, and pelvis. No pulmonary emboli, no aneurysm. They reported liver looking cirrhotic. As well as evidence of portal hypertension with upper abdominal and paraesophageal varices. There was mild degree of renal artery stenosis on the left, the right side being open with an accessory renal artery, and no compromise of circulation lower extremities. There was fatty liver. Next paragraph, there is an echo, October 2024. Normal ejection fraction. Normal right ventricle. Minor other abnormalities. Next paragraph. She has extensive testing done over the last 1 year, multiple specialties. I want to highlight hepatitis B and C was negative, no monoclonal protein, no evidence of pancreatic insufficiency, no evidence for inflammatory bowel disease. Isolated levels of high calcium not persistent. No blood in the urine. Normal thyroid, ferritin in the low side, normal B12, positive antinuclear antibody, 1 out of 80 homogeneous, however negative double-stranded, negative extractable nuclear antigen, negative antimitochondrial, anti-smooth muscle, normal levels of alpha-1 antitrypsin, normal levels of tryptase, T-R-Y-P-T-A-S-E, probably for mast cell disorder, normal vitamins, negative ANCA, normal zinc, historically high triglycerides, next paragraph. Since I saw her, she was admitted October the 5th to Carson City. For near fall weakness. Low energy, no evidence of volume overload, no inflammatory parameters, normal troponin, stable abnormalities on the kidneys with a creatinine of 1.4 and a GFR of 37. Worsening low sodium at 126 with a normal potassium and mild metabolic acidosis. Persistent proteinuria 100 with negative blood. Unquestioned pneumonia on the chest rate, although she has chronic interstitial changes documented on the CAT scan. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. She has chronic kidney disease, abnormalities documented more than 3 months in between, relatively small kidneys, long-term history of hypertension in the office was running high. Proteinuria without evidence of obstruction, urinary retention, or hematuria. This looks to me like hypertensive nephrosclerosis. She is on a full dose of Coric, Avapro. Among other blood pressure medicines. She's not on diuretics. The low sodium concentration relates to the fluid intake. Of course, she has chronic diarrhea, which makes things more difficult to interpret. There is mild anemia, which is not severe. She has a number of other complainings that has been worked up by yourself and other consultants. There are evidence of cirrhosis based on imaging on the CAT scan with negative workup for alternative causes. Besides probably non-alcoholic fatty liver. I'm not aware of active bleeding. I cannot explain her relation between eating and flushing of the face. And some workup has been done, which appears to be negative, including for any potential mast cell disorder. This does not appear to be typical allergic reaction. The diarrhea likely represents short bowel syndromes given the prior small bowel resection. Apparently, there was no malignancy at that time. All issues discussed, end of dictation.